Esmeralda, did you see any of the Golden Globe nominations?
I didn't.
Okay, well, let me fly through these. And now, you know, they split the categories. You know, they cover television and they cover movies.
Mm-hmm.
And this is the Hollywood Foreign Press. You know, this is not like, you know, the most prestigious. It's the most fun usually. And then they not only split it between movies and TV, but they in both of those categories, they split it between drama and musical or comedy. And sometimes they put stuff into the musical or comedy category that doesn't really belong in the musical comedy category. But we'll see. So here it is, the Golden Globe nominations. Let's do TV first, then we'll do movies. For TV, the best TV series, drama, The Crown, Game of Thrones, The Handmaid's Tale, Stranger Things, and This Is Us. Well, by the way, Dan Feinberg is going to be joining us on Thursday, and we'll talk about this, particularly the TV stuff with him. We'll get into details on that for his visit. And by the way, I just want to mention, for the next three mornings, we have three of our good friends that are going to be on the show. Three of our regulars, three of our favorites. Tomorrow and Wednesday morning, Rick Geezer is going to be with us for the annual Christmas Sports Songs edition. And we'll get to see hear Honky the Christmas Goose, which is the greatest song ever. So all of the Christmas-like songs that are sports-related, Rick Geezer will be here tomorrow morning after 2:15. We'll hear all the great, wonderful holiday songs that are sports-related, and we will crown it, as we always do every year, with Honky the Christmas Goose. As you know, Esmeralda, Honky the Christmas Goose, the greatest Christmas song of all time.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
So you'll hear that tomorrow. And then on Thursday, Dan Feinberg will be here to talk TV. We'll talk Golden Globes with him. And then for his last visit before we have a new year of 2018, Jeff Tuckman will be here on Friday morning live in studio. We'll give some really cool stuff away, and we'll answer all of your DVD and movie questions. So we got three of our favorite guests in tomorrow, Thursday, and Friday. Okay. So, yeah, those are all good. Of course, I'm rooting for The Handmaid's Tale. Esmeralda, you still haven't you haven't watched Handmaid's Tale, have you?
I haven't.
Yeah.
I don't.
Yeah, if you have a hard time, if you think you're going to have a hard time with The Wire.
Yeah.
Especially being a woman.
Yeah, I feel like it's going to be, I need to get into a place.
Yeah.
I think in order to just like prep myself.
Yeah.
To watch Handmaid's Tale.
Yeah. I mean, I was just sort of beside myself and disturbed and uncomfortable, and I'm a man. So I can't really imagine what it would be like to watch that show and experience it as a woman. I really don't. Best performance by an actress in a TV series drama. Katerina Balfoy for Outlander. Claire Foy for The Crown. Maggie Gyllenhaal for The Deuce. Nice to see Maggie Gyllenhaal in there for The Deuce. That's one of the surprises, I think. Catherine Langford for 13 Reasons Why. And, of course, Elizabeth Moss for The Handmaid's Tale. Just give it to her. Just don't even need anything. Just give it to her now. Best performance by an actor in a TV series drama. Sterling K. Brown for This Is Us. Freddie Highmore for The Good Doctor. Bob Odenkirk for Better Call Saul. Liev Schreiber for Ray Donovan. And Jason Bateman for Ozark. That was kind of a surprise, I think. Hey, can I just mention Bob Odenkirk? It's so interesting to see how this guy's career has changed. You know, starting out at Second City, you know, Esmeralda, he, along with Chris Farley, created Matt Foley down in the, living in a van down by the river.
Oh, that's awesome.
They created it on stage here. And so anytime they would do a Matt Foley sketch on SNL, they gave Bob Odenkirk a writing credit. So even though he wasn't on the writing staff of SNL, he has a writing credit. But anyway, to go from sketch comedy, you know, obviously, Mr. Show is legendary. I mean, he and David Cross, that show is amazing, and they're hilarious. To doing this drama now, he's in Better Call Saul. He's getting amazing reviews and has been nominated for Emmys, and now he's nominated for Golden Globe. And can I say, I watched The Post over the weekend, which is Steven Spielberg's new movie, with Tom Hanks, Meryl Streep, and everybody. And by the way, it's Spielberg's best movie since Minority Report 15 years ago. It is a terrific film. Yeah, about the Pentagon Papers and how the Washington Post had to decide whether or not they were going to publish this damning evidence that the government knew what was going on in Vietnam long before they would even talk about it. And it's based on a true story. Meryl Streep is fantastic in it. Tom, everybody is in it. And I want to mention the best supporting performance in that movie is Odenkirk. Odenkirk is terrific in The Post. And that movie, by the way, seriously, it's the best Spielberg movie since Minority Report. So 15 years we're talking. It's a terrific film. Best TV series, musical, or comedy, Blackish, Marvelous Mrs. Maisel, Master of None, Smilf, and Will and Grace. Come on, man. What is this, 1994? What are we talking about here? Nice to see Master of None in there. And Smilf, has anybody seen Smilf? Do you guys have show? You guys don't have Showtime, right?
No, I've only seen trailers for it.
It's really good. This Frankie Jones is cool, man. And she plays the lead role, and she created the show based on a short film. In fact, it's a short film. A little shout out to Colin, Dan. It's a short film that Colin found and programmed at the Chicago Film Critics Festival.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. He didn't know it was a TV series. I posted on my Facebook page that I was watching it because, you know, it's important to let people know what you're watching on TV. And so I posted, and he said, I didn't even know it was a TV series. So I was like, got to get Showtime, man. It's a good show. Best performance by an actor in a TV series, musical, or comedy, Anthony Anderson for Blackish, Aziz Ansari for Master of None. Well, Dan, this next one, the guy's name is Dick. All right? I have a feeling we're probably going to end up hearing this on Friday.
But gotcha.
The name of the TV show is Kevin Bacon is nominated for I Love Dick. That's the name of the it's the name of the TV show. The man's name is Dick. Enjoy that on Friday. That's going to be great. William H. Macy and Shameless and Eric McCormick. Come on! For Will and Grace. Best performance by an actress in a TV series, musical, or comedy. Pamela Adlon for Better Things. Yes! Alison Brie for Glow. That's fantastic. Issa Rae for Insecure. Rachel Brosnahan for The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel. And Frankie Shaw for Smilf. Those are great choices right there. Really, that's a tough category. Because everybody is so good in those shows. I'm rooting for Pamela Adlon. And I'm glad to see that she got a nomination despite the fact that the show is creatively connected to Louis C.K. I'm just glad because, you know, Pamela Adlon is amazing. And I'm glad that she didn't get, you know, punished for that. Limited series or motion picture made for television, Big Little Lies, Fargo, Feud, Betty and Joan, The Sinner, and Top of the Lake, China Girl. Best performance by an actor in a limited series or motion picture made for television, Robert De Niro, The Wizard of Lies, Jude Law, The Young Pope, Kyle MacLachlan for Twin Peaks. Dougie got a nomination. Ewan McGregor for Fargo, Jeffrey Rush for Genius. Best performance by an actress in a limited series or motion picture made for television, Jessica Biel, The Sinner, Nicole Kidman, Big Little Lies, Jessica Lange, Feud, Susan Sarandon, Feud, Reese Witherspoon, Big Little Lies. You think that's going to cancel it out and Jessica Biel is going to win? You got the two biggies from Big Little Lies, the two biggies from Feud. All of a sudden, Mrs. Timberlake's going to take the stage. She was good on The Sinner. Did you guys see that show?
What channel was it on?
FX.
No, USA. You don't.
It was USA? Okay, I get them confused. Yeah, it was USA. Did you see it, Dan?
Yeah, we watched it.
It was good?
Yeah.
No?
Yeah, it freaked me out a little bit.
Oh. Okay. Best performance by an actor in a supporting role, a series, limited series, or motion picture, Alfred Molina, Feud, Alexander Skarsgård for Big Little Lies, David Thewlis for Fargo, David Harbour for Stranger Things, and Christian Slater for Mr. Robot. Hey, how come the lead dude didn't get nominated? Slater got nominated. Why didn't, what the hell's his name, Rami Malek?
Rami
Malek? Wow. Oh, and then the best performance supporting performance in a motion picture, blah, blah, blah. Laura Dern for Big Little Lies, Anne Dowd for The Handmaid's Tale, Chrissy Metz for This Is Us, Michelle Pfeiffer for The Wizard of Lies, and Shailene Woodley for Big Little Lies. All right, those are your TV nominees. We'll go to the movies and then talk about some of the snubs and all that other stuff right after we take this break on WGN. Yeah, Welcome back, everybody. How you doing? Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. Two for Tuesday. Yeah, man. Two for Tuesday. Two Tuesday. Yeah. 312-981-7200. Get your requests in. One artist, two songs. 312-981-7200. Patrick with Level 42. That's Sleep Talking. Welcome back. How you doing? We're talking about the Golden Globes. The Golden Globe nominations were announced yesterday. And as you know, the Golden Globes cover both television and movies. We covered all the TV nominations, which we'll get into more detail with Dan Feinberg on Thursday morning when he joins us. But here are the lists of them in the movie category. Best Motion Picture Drama, Call Me By Your Name, Dunkirk, The Post, The Shape of Water, and Three Billboards Outside Ebbing, Missouri. So they didn't put that under the comedy category, which makes sense. Since it's not a comedy. So Call Me By Your Name, Dunkirk, The Post, Shape of Water, and Three Billboards Outside Ebbing, Missouri. The Best Motion Picture, Musical or Comedy, Disaster Artist, Get Out, The Greatest Showman, I, Tonya, and Lady Bird. First of all, Get Out's not a comedy. And Esmeralda, you've seen it. It's also not a musical.
Yeah.
It's a horror movie.
Is Lady Bird a
comedy? No, Lady Bird is not a comedy. I mean, there's funny elements in it. It has comedy in it, but it really is, I think more of a drama about the relationship, the coming of age, and the relationship between a mother and her daughter.
I would love to know how many, is it 10 laughs in a movie, and it can be called a comedy?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, Lady Bird, I can see fitting into that category more than Get Out.
Yeah.
Get Out. I mean, it's a hard movie to categorize. I will say that, because it does fall under. I think it falls under the heading of satire because I think it's a social satire, but it's a dark and it's a horror social satire. Disaster Artist is a comedy. There's no question about it. I, Tonya is a comedy. There's no question about it. And The Greatest Showman is a musical. So those they got right. And by the way, I, Tonya, have I talked about that movie? I haven't talked about it because we haven't reviewed it yet, but I've seen it. I watched it. It's great. It's great. And it is a, whatever, you think of Margot Robbie, and not being great in other movies, she's phenomenal in this movie, in I, Tonya. She's phenomenal. It's a revelation. Her performance is unbelievable. And Allison Janney's amazing, too. It is a really great movie. So, all right, best performance by an actress in a motion picture drama, Jessica Chastain, Molly's Game, Sally Hawkins, The Shape of Water, Frances McDormand, Three Billboards Outside Ebbing, Missouri, Meryl Streep for The Post, Michelle Williams for All the Money in the World. Best performance by an actor in a motion picture drama, Timothy Chalamet for Call Me By Your Name, Daniel Day-Lewis for Phantom Thread, Tom Hanks for The Post, Gary Oldman for Darkest Hour, and Denzel Washington for Roman J. Israel Esquire, which is a movie that has not gotten any good reviews. And this is another one of these things, I don't know if you guys noticed this, they nominate people who they want to show up. This is why, what was that Angelina Jolie, The Tourist?
Yep.
They got nominated for that movie because the Golden Globes, the Hollywood Foreign Press, wants Johnny Depp and Angelina Jolie to be there.
Wasn't it in comedy, too?
Yeah. Yes. So Denzel Washington gets a nomination because he's Denzel. He deserved it last year for Fences because he was phenomenal in Fences. But, yeah. Best actress in a motion picture, musical, or comedy, Judi Dench, Victoria and Abdul, Margot Robbie for I, Tonya, Saoirse Ronan for Lady Bird, Emma Stone for Battle of the Sexes, and Helen Mirren for The Leisure Seeker, which no one has seen. But Helen Mirren is going to be there. Best Director, Guillermo del Toro for The Shape of Water, Martin McDonagh for Three Billboards Outside Ebbing, Missouri, Christopher Nolan, Dunkirk, Ridley Scott for All the Money in the World, and Steven Spielberg, The Post. It's amazing that this All the Money in the World thing is, what Ridley Scott was able to do with that movie. And another thing, when we get to supporting actor, this has got to be a first time ever. When we get to the supporting actor category, best performance by an actor in a motion picture, musical, or comedy, Steve Carell, Battle of the Sexes, Ansel Elgort for Baby Driver. Yeah! But Baby Driver's not a comedy, though. I mean, there's funny stuff in it. It's an action movie. Baby Driver is an action movie.
Though,
musical?
That's what I thought, because that's how you described it in your first review. It's a musical with cars.
There you go. Yeah, you're right. Yep. Thanks for pointing that out, Dan. You're right. Okay. Okay.
I mean, I don't think they think that. I think they just think comedy. But seriously, when you said that review, it really stuck out to me. And I'm like, well, they could put it in the Golden Globes for a musical. And I guarantee it.
Yeah.
Well, they were listening.
Yeah.
Aren't you a member of the Hollywood Foreign
Press? Exactly. They know me from back in the day when Friends would get nominated all the time.
Right. So they were listening and they thought, yeah, that's a good idea.
They just want you to show up.
And then James Franco for The Disaster Artist, Hugh Jackman for The Greatest Showman, and Daniel Kaluuya for Get Out. It was nice to see that performance in there, even though it's not a comedy. Okay. And his performance is particularly not funny. I mean, he's like the serious part of the movie. The guy, the TSA agent, his best friend, that's the funniest stuff in the movie. All right, we got to take a break. We got the news coming up next, and then we'll finish off the Golden Globe nominees and then talk about the winners and the snubs and the losers and all that cool stuff. All right, right here on 720 WGN.
Kevin Brown just took a bus out of town, but I'm hoping that you'll stick around.
Welcome back, everybody. Two for Tuesday, man. Yeah, two for Tuesday. 218 area code, requesting Flight of the Conchords. That's Carol Brown, Flight of the Conchords. How you doing, everybody? Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. Get your requests in. One artist, two songs, 312-981-7200. Skip Skipley's on the way. And Esmeralda and I will be challenged to another pop-up video challenge. Going through the nominees for the Golden Globes that cover TV and movies, we're doing the movie categories here. Let's get back to it real quick. Best Supporting Actress in a Motion Picture. And the weird thing about this is, for no rhyme and reason, for the supporting performances, they threw out the drama and comedy category and combined them. So, I mean, it's just willy-nilly. So they just, for some reason, you know, don't worry about the comedy and drama split. We'll just put them all together for the supporting performances. Anyway, Best Supporting Actress in a Motion Picture, Mary J. Blige for Mudbound. There's a real strong possibility, Esmeralda, that Mary J. Blige is going to be an Oscar nominee.
That's pretty awesome.
Isn't that incredible? She's terrific in the movie, by the way. Really terrific. Hong Chau in Downsizing, Allison Janney for I, Tonya, Laurie Metcalf for Lady Bird, Octavia Spencer for The Shape of Water. You know who's missing from here? Like, blatantly missing from here? Holly Hunter for The Big Sick. Ridiculous that she's not nominated. Best Supporting Actor in a Motion Picture, Willem Dafoe, The Florida Project, Armie Hammer for Call Me By Your Name, Richard Jenkins for The Shape of Water, and here's the unprecedented one, Christopher Plummer for All the Money in the World, who a month ago wasn't in the movie. He got a Golden Globe nomination, and a month ago, he was not in the film. Kevin Spacey was in the film, or 2 months ago, I should say. Kevin Spacey was in the film, and now he's got a nomination. And then Sam Rockwell for Three Billboards Outside Ebbing, Missouri. Best Original Score for a Motion Picture, Three Billboards, The Shape of Water, Phantom Thread, The Post, and Dunkirk. Hey, can you guess Steven Spielberg's The Post? Can you guess who did the music? Dan, any kind of a... stab in the dark?
I don't know.
He's also has the same name as our midday or our afternoon host.
Steve Bertrand?
That's right, exactly. Steve Bertrand did the music for The Post.
So talented, that guy.
Yeah. Best Screenplay for a Motion Picture. Again, they combined the comedy and the dramas here. The Shape of Water, Lady Bird, The Post, Three Billboards, and Molly's Game for Best Screenplay. For Best Foreign Language Film, A Fantastic Woman, First They Killed My Father. Again, Angelina Jolie directed that movie, so she'll be there. In the Fade, Loveless, and The Square. And then the Best Animated Film, The Boss Baby? Really? The Boss Baby, The Breadwinner, Ferdinand, which nobody has seen yet, Coco, and Loving Vincent. So those are your nominees. We'll talk about some of the snubs and some of the surprises, and there are plenty of each. But let's take this call. Here's Kathy on WGN. Hi, Kathy.
Hey, I love your show. Thanks so much for doing it.
Thank you.
You're welcome. The question I have is for Dunkirk. Do you still think it's got a good shot at Best Picture?
For the Oscars?
Well, for even Golden Globes.
Oh, you mean to win?
Yeah.
You know, yeah. I have a feeling, you know, I got to the strong showing for The Shape of Water here was really telling. The Shape of Water got the most nominations of any of the movies. It's going to be interesting to see. At this point, I can't even. It's very hard for me to even guess what would get it. I kind of think it's between The Shape of Water and Call Me by Your Name.
For Golden Globes.
For Globes, yeah.
Yeah.
Are you talking about? And then you want to know what comedy?
For comedy, no.
Okay.
Just wondered about if you thought that Dunkirk still had the momentum. It's such a beautiful.
It is.
Photograph film.
I mean,
it's the reason why you should go to a movie, and it's just sort of getting swept over by some of the new ones.
It's one of these things, Kathy, that happens every year. There are always some really good movies that are released earlier in the year before the onslaught of movies at the end of the year. And I think Dunkirk, because Dunkirk came out in July, I think some of the greatness of it has worn off simply because there's so many movies that are coming out now between now and January when all the awards, seasons are going to come out. So I think Dunkirk was hurt by the fact that it was released in July. But I think it has a good shot, though, as it's just difficult to actually figure out which ones are going to win. We're going to have to roll with the tide and see what happens. There you go. All right, Kathy, thanks.
Thanks, Mike.
All right, say it, bye. All right, there you go. Dunkirk. All right. Whew, here we go. Let's go down. We have the 21 biggest snubs and surprises from the Hollywood Foreign Press Association's Golden Globe nominations for this year. You ready for snub number one, Esmeralda?
Yes.
Snub number one, Greta Gerwig for directing Lady Bird did not get nominated. The biggest disappointment of the morning was that the Globes, following a troubling trend that's been continuing into the Oscars, nominated 5 men in the Best Director category. It's a shock that there was no love in the category for Gerwig for Lady Bird. It's the best-reviewed independent film of 2017. I'd also like to mention that there was the other possibilities. Dee Reese is a woman. She directed Mudbound. And let's not forget, the biggest movie of the year was directed by a woman, and that would be Wonder Woman, and Patty Jenkins. No love for her either. So, snub number two, Esmeralda.
Mm-hmm.
People are very angry about this one. Jordan Peele for directing and writing Get Out.
Why?
I know. The horror movie earned 2 nominations for Best Picture and Musical or Comedy, which that sentence makes no sense at all. The horror movie earned 2 nominations for Best Picture, Musical, or Comedy. And lead actor Daniel Kaluuya. However, Peele was somehow not recognized in directing or screenwriting categories where the movie is expected to make a strong showing in the awards trial. Snub number 3, Esmeralda. Wonder Woman gets shut out completely. Some pundits have wondered if Warner Brothers' tentpole could be the first comic book movie to score a Best Picture nomination at the Oscars. Wait a minute. Dark Knight was nominated for Best Picture. It's not the first. Wasn't Dark Knight nominated for Best Picture?
No. What wasn't that part of the reason why they expanded it to 10?
Oh, yeah. I think you're right.
Yeah. I mean, Ledger was nominated.
And he won. Yeah.
And he won, but I don't think the film itself. And then the next year, they were like, oh, we got to start doing popular films.
I think you're right. I don't know why I just assumed Dark Knight was nominated.
And then everybody was just like, well, The Dark Knight Rises will be nominated.
And then The Dark Knight Rises turned out to be not good. So, let's see. But the film's momentum was hurt on Monday when the Globes omitted it from all categories, including Best Picture, Best Director, and Best Actress for Gal Gadot. Snub. Next snub, Esmeralda.
Okay.
The Big Snick. The Big Snick. The Big Sick, which is a great movie. Amazon Studios' release was a hit with audiences earning $43 million domestically. It's weird that the Globes didn't find room for the movie in a Best Comedy category or any recognition for stars Holly Hunter or Kumail Nanjiani for one of the best breakout performances. Yep. Agreed. They say this is a snub, but I don't think it's a snub, Esmeralda.
Okay.
I never expected this. I don't know who expected Jennifer Lawrence to get nominated for Mother. I have no idea. Not that I don't think she, because I think she's great in it.
Yeah.
And I would have loved to have seen Mother get a bunch of nominations, but there was no way in hell that movie was going to get any kind of love. One of the most reviled movies of the year. The most complaints I've gotten in a couple of years was recommending that movie, Esmeralda.
Can I ask, did you nominate it for anything?
Did I for the Chicago?
Yeah.
Oh, everything.
For everything.
Oh, yeah. No, I nominated for Best Picture. I director. I nominated her. I nominated Michelle Pfeiffer. For sure, Michelle Pfeiffer. Oh, yeah. No. That movie's going to have a lot. You know, come revealing Colin and Eric in my lists. That movie's going to get a lot of love when we talk about the end of the year. Yes, she starred in the most divisive movie of the year, but the Globes loved Jennifer Lawrence so much they gave her an acting trophy for joy. The fact that she didn't earn a nomination for Mother means that Darren Aronofsky's drama about a woman who lives in an abandoned farm isn't going to be an awards contender. Really? Seriously? You needed that to figure out that the movie wasn't going to be an awards contender? All you had to do was watch it. That would have been hilarious if they put it in musical or comedy category. That would have been fantastic if Mother got nominated for Best Musical or Comedy.
It's a laugh riot.
Yeah, it's hilarious. Snub. You ready for snub again?
Mm-hmm.
Kate Winslet, Wonder Wheel. That's not a snub. She's not good in the movie. So it's not a snub. It's a terrible movie and she's not good in it. Winslet's another favorite for the Hollywood Foreign Press. She's had a total of 11 nominations over her career. Snub, Emma Watson for Beauty and the Beast. You know, they could have thrown her a bone there because that's a musical. They could have put her in the musical category there. The Harry Potter star has never been nominated for a Golden Globe, although the Hollywood Foreign Press loves musicals. They didn't show any affection for Belle. Okay. All right, well, let's break here. We got more snubs and more surprises from the Golden Globes. But we got a break here for weather and traffic.
Jenny. Yeah, loving these parties. Oh, loving these parties. Yeah. What crazy parties. How is that guy anyway?
She's good.
Welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. 2 for Tuesday. Yeah, man, 2 for Tuesday. 312-981-7200. 218 area code. Fly the Concords with Jenny right here on WGN. We are going through the all the nominees for the Golden Globes and talking about the snubs and the surprises, and we're in the middle of snubbies. Another snub, Diane Kruger for In the Fade, after winning the Best Actress Prize at Cannes. For playing a woman dealing with grief after losing her family in a terrorist attack, Kruger hasn't been able to break into the awards season race, and it's a shame since she gives her best performance to date. And then another snub, Christian Bale in Hostels. This is interesting because I haven't watched this yet. I got the screener at home for this one. And it's directed by Scott Cooper, who did Into the Furnace and Crazy Heart. And it's this Western hailed as an instant Oscar contender when it debuted in Telluride with a tour de force lead performance from Christian Bale. However, its distributor, Byron Allen's Entertainment Studios Motion Pictures, is an unproven entity in awards game. The indie hasn't packed a high profile this year. So Christian Bale, they say, got snubbed for Hostels. All right. Let's see what's next here. Snub, Jake Gyllenhaal for Stronger. Great performance, by the way. He's terrific in it. Gyllenhaal received rave reviews for playing Boston Marathon survivor Jeff Bauman, who lost both legs in the 2013 bombing on the Boston street. Yet the film's early fall release date and modest box office receipts may have hurt Gyllenhaal's chances with the Hollywood Reporter, or with the Hollywood Foreign Press. Another snub, Adam Sandler for the Meyerowitz Stories. Adam Sandler's last and only Golden Globe nominations was for starring in 2002's Punch Drunk Love. Many thought that he might return to the category with his character turn in the character actor turn in Noah Baumbach's film. He's very good in that movie, by the way, which is a good movie. It's available on the Netflix service, Esmeralda, if you're interested in watching it.
Ooh.
It's a good movie, a very, very good movie. Snub, Veep from HBO. Veep has been a Golden Globe reliable and two nominations for the comedy, three for its star. But the reigning Emmy champ didn't win favor. And they voted Veep out of office in favor of new series. Snub, Transparent from Amazon. Transparent won Globes for the series and its star Jeffrey Tambor in its first season. It's been nominated every year since. That grounded to a halt this year. Might be the accusations against Tambor that factored in. Might be. Snub, Deborah Messing, Will and Grace. Voters embraced the NBC revival, crowning it with noms for Best Series and Best Actor, but Deborah Messing didn't make the cut this time, even though she earned 6 nods for the role. Snub, Larry David, Curb Your Enthusiasm. This season was so ridiculous of Curb and so funny. You know who deserves all the awards? J.B. Smoove, man. J.B. Smoove as Leon on Curb Your Enthusiasm. Just give him every award. He's unbelievably funny on that show. And the scenes between him and Larry David are classic. Just go to YouTube and type in Best of Leon, Curb Your Enthusiasm, and enjoy. And this season was stellar. David's return to TV had been highly anticipated. He earned 3 nominations for his work on the show previous seasons, but voters shunned him for the 9th season. Should we blame the fatwa, which was what the entire season was about? Snub, Milo Ventimiglia for This Is Us. The actor earned an Emmy nod last season for his turn as the ill-fated father on the NBC hit drama, but he didn't get another nomination. Snub, Carrie Coon, The Leftovers and Fargo. I can't wait to hear Feinberg on Thursday talk about this one. Right, Dan?
I can see the steam rising off his head from here.
She delivered 2 of the most talked about performances of the year in the HBO drama and the FX anthology series, but somehow Hollywood Foreign Press voters missed them both. And then we got some surprises. Surprise! All the Money in the World rebound. So far, Ridley Scott's drama has been in the press for all the wrong reasons. Last month, Kevin Spacey had to be cut from the project after a series of sexual harassment allegations surfaced. His role as John Paul Getty was then recast with Christopher Plummer, who had to agree to last-minute reshoots. Hollywood Foreign Press seems to believe that the film, which hasn't been screened for critics yet, is actually good. All the Money in the World received 3 Golden Globe nominations, Best Supporting Actor for Plummer, Actress for Michelle Williams, and Best Director. So there you go. You know the irony of this whole thing? Ridley Scott originally wanted Christopher Plummer. And the studio made him cast Kevin Spacey. He originally wanted Christopher Plummer, cast Kevin Spacey, and then says, give me 3 weeks, I'll put Christopher Plummer back in the movie. And he did.
Well then.
It's insane. Surprise! Ansel Elgort for Baby Driver. The summer box office hit wasn't really considered an award movie, yet Elgort made the cut over expected names like Adam Sandler or Kumail Nanjiani. This is the 23-year-old's first Golden Globe nomination. And surprise, Catherine Langford for 13 Reasons Why. Netflix drama grabbed headlines for its subject matter, as did the performance of the Australian teen as a suicidal teenager. Esmeralda, did you watch that? 13 Reasons Why?
No.
It's another one of those things that you might want to be in a different mood for.
Yeah, but I just, the whole premise I wasn't digging it.
I watched a couple episodes. It never hooked me because, you know, you can get way behind on Netflix because they debut a show every day. There's like a new show on Netflix.
Oh, yeah.
And you get so behind that was one I started to watch and then I put on the back shelf.
Yeah.
So
I'm busy watching the Kentaro sugary sweet stories of a salary man.
What?
It's some like Japanese show where some dude just works.
Oh, you
like,
talked
in
about
sales.
This.
Yeah, and then he just eats sweets and he hides it from people. It's so weird.
Wow. Okay.
So weird.
Have you guys watched American Vandal yet?
I watched the first episode and I was kind of like It's too much. I get that it's supposed to be just like those other things.
Yeah.
But I'm just kind of like, well, I kind of know what's going to happen.
Oh,
it's a little too on the nose, I feel.
I think it's hilarious. I watched the second season. They got a second season coming out. Can you believe that? They're actually doing a second season of that. Dan, did you watch American Vandal?
No, I didn't get a chance to.
It's so good. This is ridiculous. All right, well, there you go. We've talked about the snubs and the surprises. That's all the nominations. We'll dive into the TV end of it all Thursday morning when Dan Feinberg is. And when we mention Carrie Coon not getting nominated, I believe we will actually hear his head explode when we discuss Carrie Coon not being nominated. I believe his head will actually explode. So you might want to tune in for that. That's appointment radio right there. That's a tease, don't you think? Hey, my guest's head's going to explode Thursday morning. Might want to tune in. All right, we're going to break. We got the news coming up next. And then we're going to talk a little Christmas thing, meaning Die Hard. I've got some incredible facts about Die Hard, one of the greatest Christmas movies ever made. And Skip Skipley is on the way, and that means pop-up video is coming up. All right, breaking now.